Good morning, everybody. I'm going to talk about the experience of CTM in public transport in the metropolitan area of Cagliari, an area where there's an increasing number of tourists, and I'm going to consider in particular the issue of accessibility in general terms first, and then in particular about technologies. Cagliari is the capital of Sardinia, a large island in the Mediterranean Sea, and CTM is the company that provides the public transport service in 8 municipalities, including Cagliari. It has 32 lines, 3 of which are trolleybus lines, and it carries daily about 120,000 passengers and about 38 million passengers per year. We operate over 12 million kilometers per year with a high level of frequency and an important offer of the service. Now I'm going to show you a short video with more specific informations about our company.
CTM is the main transport company in the extended area of Cagliari, operating in the field of mobility and especially in local public transport. The company holds 2 international quality certifications. Cagliari is the capital of the island of Sardinia,
An ancient city, was saying the speaker.
CTM is the main transport company in the extended area of Cagliari, operating in the field of mobility and especially in local public transport. The company holds 2 international quality certifications. Cagliari is the capital of the island of Sardinia, an ancient city.
I'm afraid it doesn't work. Is there anybody can help us? We can go ahead. Okay. In Italy, the issue of accessibility is increasingly getting the attention of those involved in public transport. I am a member of the executive committee of ASTRA, the Italian Association of Public Transport Companies, which is in turn a member of UITP. And a few months ago, ASTRA, together with FUND and FISH, which are the two most important organizations of people with disabilities in Italy, signed a protocol to promote the right to an accessible public transport and therefore to ensure the right to mobility of people with disabilities. But how do we facilitate the right to mobility and the accessibility of our service? First, we always keep our bus fleet renewed by adopting a very careful management policy. CTM has managed over the years to recover the resources to invest in the progressive renewal of its fleet to keep its average age at a European level. 32 vehicles out of 270 are latest generation trolley buses, 6 of which are fully electric. That is, they work thanks to electric batteries instead of engine, diesel engine, when they travel without being connected to trolley poles. And now we can boast one of the youngest trolley bus fleet in Italy and in Europe. We are also about to purchase 16 new buses, 15 of which are electric, to achieve the goal of providing our passengers an eco-friendly and 100% accessible fleet in 2019. Our vehicles, in fact, are equipped with manual ramps in order to avoid faults, problems or maintenance, and video devices with trip assistant features, which gives our passengers real-time information about the following stops. Now I should show you another video, but I'm not sure if we are able to do it. was a video showing the travel experience of CTM passengers with disabilities, but let's go ahead.
Michele is a sportsman and he coaches a basketball team. With his friend Milena, he goes to the training sessions by bus. At the bus stops with a blue sticker, passengers with disabilities can get on and off the bus with a companion. The driver opens the central door ramp. Michele and Milena get on the bus. They validate their travel cards. He sits down in his reserved seat and fastens his seatbelt. When he needs to get off, Michele moves his stop. Also Victoria is a sportswoman. She is 24 and she studies engineering. She takes the bus every day. She checks on bus finder the arrival time in real time. At the bus stops with a green sticker, passengers with disabilities can get on and off the bus without a pay. Victoria validates her ticket on her smartphone. She fastens her seatbelt and she presses the green button.
Okay, in addition to the general line service, since 2006, CTM has activated the Amico Bus service dedicated to people with disabilities and reduced mobility. It is a highly appreciated door-to-door service available upon telephone booking, which ensures a trip with scheduled destination, and in the summer, it also includes the beach destinations in Cagliari. Here's one of the vehicles of the fleet dedicated to this door-to-door service. As far for the accessibility, we believe that the training of our staff who work in various fields, from call center operators to bus drivers, is essential in order to make them more aware and sensitive to the needs of our passengers with disabilities. In those days in Cagliari, in the headquarters of CTM, we are holding specific training courses. Around 1,100 hours are dedicated to the topic of accessibility with the participation of qualified teachers, but also people with disabilities, who is bringing their precious contribution to our staff training. CTM has adopted the method of participation and co-planning, summarized by the saying, "Nothing about us without us." Accessibility also means technology. In 2012, we launched a smartphone app called Bus Finder that allows you to check the expected bus passing times in real time, to buy your ticket and travel card, and to validate it on board. To date, the app has been downloaded more than 180,000 times, and it is used daily by 70% of our passengers. It is an amazing success for a medium-sized city like Cagliari, and we wanted to advantage of it by implementing this app with useful accessibility functions. Through the Bus Finder app, for example, you can also check the bus stop features in terms of accessibility. However, the topic of accessibility can be applied to different fields, not only the need of people with reduced mobility. So CTM has also thought of the world of people with blindness of or visual impairment. And the app Bus Finder has been optimized for speech synthesis by associating speaking labels to the graphic symbols used, by giving a textual meaning to colors, and by removing unnecessary words or information that could create confusion. Recently, for the first time in Italy, two important new features have been also introduced: the Book Your Stop feature and the Trip Assistant feature. In order to assist the people with blindness from the pre-journey planning to their destination. These new features have been tested with the recipients of the service, together with them, and in particular with a group of members of the Unione Italiana Ciechi, the Italian Union of the Blind and Visual Impairment. And we also have checked that the feature that make our service accessible for people with disabilities also improve its quality for the benefit of all passengers. Thanks to the Trip Assistant feature, for example, traveling is easier not only for people with blindness, but also for tourists who don't know the city and the bus route. So with the Book Your Stop feature, an automatically generated email is sent to the operations room to inform the bus driver of the presence of a passenger with visual impairment at the bus stop. And the Trip Assistant feature is used on board, and you'll have a voice guidance with information about the following bus stop. Now I'll show you the last video of my presentations that tell the story of Andrea, one of the participants in the app testing phase. I apologize because Andrea in the video speaks in Italian, but English subtitles are available.
Sono Andrea, ho 26 anni e ho perso la vista all'età di 12. All'inizio è stato molto difficile capire come potermi organizzare e riuscire a fare le stesse cose che facevo prima da vedente, in questo caso a farle con la luce esperta. In questo mio percorso sono stati importanti in primis la mia volontà di cercarmi l'autonomia, essere autonomo, la famiglia, gli amici, il mio amico quattro zampe che mi ha fatto acquisire sicurezza e l'amore. Io e Daniela ci siamo incontrati circa 6 anni fa in una maniera totalmente inaspettata su un campo da baseball. La tecnologia è molto importante nella mia vita quotidiana perché mi permette di essere autonomo. Per molti tutto ciò è scontato, invece per me è una differenza. E poi c'è l'altro mio grande amore, la musica. Sono il batterista di una band e il mio più grande sogno è vivere di musica. È molto difficile battere una persona che non sia delle mani.
Okay, with this video, my presentation is finished. You can follow us if you want. We are in social networks, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And thank you very much for your kind attention.